This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue our coverage of the White House budget that seems destined to get a thorough working over in Congress. The Trump plan includes sharp cuts to food stamps, cuts of $193 billion over 10 years. Food stamps, also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports on how larger households would see benefits drop.
A family of six gets about $900 a month in food aid. Under President Trump's proposal, that would be the cap, even for households with more people.
These households obviously have many more children, so cutting benefits to them is a direct cut in benefits to kids.
Stacey Dean is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says food stamps have always adjusted for household size, so she's puzzled by the proposed change for bigger families.
Penalizing them for making the decision to live as a multi-generational household or penalizing families with multiple children is unduly harsh.
She estimates about 175,000 people would lose food assistance, many extremely poor. But Michael Tanner with the Cato Institute says more food aid won't end poverty.
We'd be much better off focusing on how to raise people's wages than trying to subsidize their food purchases.
On average, the proposal would cut about $190 a month in SNAP benefits for the larger households affected. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.